B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, everybody.
What's today?
What's today?
Is this Thursday?
Wake up! Wake up!
Don't make me get violent early in the morning.
Man up and deal with it.
Also, it is Thursday.
This show is more fun
in the morning.
So, let's go have some fun.
We like to have fun.
We're entertainers. That's what we do.
Okay, the show's about to start. Let's get ready.
Let's start the show.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Mics were hot.
Sorry, at least I wasn't swearing.
I know. Just finished. Boston heard everything. Cold out there. Crazy.
I know.
49?
I got the, what is it? 49? It's 49 or 51. I got the temperature wrong when in the news. It's not 58 degrees. It's 49.
42 at my house. Oh, West Bridgewater.
Well, you got me beat.
Very chilly.
47 in Woburn. Yeah. What'd you have?
I had 51.
Wow, balmy.
Balmy.
I don't believe you.
Did you hear this? I just pulled this out. Of our show prep. Yeah, Brian.
We got for the gravity over
here. Sets us up with here. Tell me this isn't true. Alec Baldwin is expecting a fifth child.
Totally true.
Fifth child?
With her. Wait, with her?
Yeah, she's 35.
Yep, she is a machine.
He's 60-something. He's got to be 60. Maybe just 60?
Yeah, maybe just 60.
And he's having another...
I follow her on the Instagram.
Okay.
Because she teaches you how to, like, you know...
Recover from being pregnant?
Plank and stuff.
Okay.
And I'm like, that looks fun.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, she has a lot of babies, and she's so calm.
They've had four. They have 6-year-old Carmen.
Yep.
4-year-old Raphael.
There's Leo.
Leonardo.
Yeah.
Romeo,
that's the one.
Some interesting names.
And then, so that she has one on the way.
Yeah. Okay, but, you know, Alec, 60.
And so, he has a daughter, Ireland, you know, thoughtless little pig.
Who doesn't like him.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why he just keeps trying to do it again.
They just did his roast last week.
Yes, I know.
I heard that was brutal.
Oh, I bet it was.
So when this new one is born, could you find out how old Alec Baldwin is? Just kind of curious how long. Because when she marches down the aisle, you know, high school.
Oh, okay.
He's
61 right now.
Oh, so he'll be just
78. Almost 80.
Almost 80.
Imagine what he'll be saying then.
Frontal lobe is not.
Wow. Okay.
I'd just like to say a few words.
Oh, my God.
Alec, don't. Okay?
I can't believe the body on this woman, though, after having all these children.
With five coming. There's no stopping him.
I know.
Just whatever.
Whatever. Good for you, Alec.
It's all hilarious. Right, Dad. Over here, Dad. Over here. That's good. It's 5:39. Did we played Super Smart in 60 seconds yesterday. This is pretty close to a winner. Did it happen? Find out next.
The ROR Morning Show.
Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Go.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
Yeah, it's brought to you by the United States Census Bureau. If you're looking for a great paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. Apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community. What's cool, LBF?
Okay, you know how I am Stephen King's number one fan.
I'm your number one fan.
Annie Wilkes over here. I know. God, I love him so much. Well, Dish.com, you know, Dish is going to offer the coolest Stephen King fan this awesome opportunity to watch 13 movies of his for $1,300. Oh. So you can watch these are the
old
movies.
Ones?
Yeah, like all, right. like, the, yeah, because some are old and some are new. Right. So they narrowed it down to 13 classics. Carrie, you can watch the original 2013 remake. Go for the original. They're all going to laugh at you. Children of the Corn, Christine, Creepshow, Cujo.
Oh.
Sad.
I don't remember seeing Cujo. Was that
the ending
dog.
Is different. Yeah, the ending is different in the movie than the book.
Okay. Yeah,
the
I remember
book
the movie.
Is really dark.
Yeah.
Dreamcatcher. It. You can watch the original or the remake. I really like the original with John Ritter.
The TV original.
Oh, I loved the TV original. It wasn't as gory.
Not gory. John Ritter. You couldn't be gory.
I know. Yeah. No. The Mist. Underrated movie. Every time it's foggy, I think of it.
Okay.
Pet Cemetery, the original remake. Salem's Lot. Oh, that scared me to death. The Shining, Thinner, and Misery.
Misery.
And they'll give you this fun stuff. Like, you'll have a Fitbit to monitor your heart rate. You get a flashlight, blanket, popcorn, candy, and some Stephen King paraphernalia.
So how do you do this?
You go to usdish.com to sign up. I'm signing up right now.
I like thinner, the first like 100 pounds. Then it wasn't so good.
Thinner wasn't my favorite.
Remember that?
He lost
like 100 pounds?
Yes.
For a while, he was looking pretty good. Then, get out.
Oh, The Shining. No,
The Shining's one of my favorites.
The Shining's the best, but Salem's Lot, underrated. The vampires would scratch at the window and get in. Oh!
Oh, good.
Wow.
So good.
Lord.
All right, I've
number
got
one
a,
fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please, don't.
Whatever.
What are you doing with that sledgehammer, Dolores? All right, so Apple, you know, last week they announced all the new phones, the greatest new phones. But if you don't want to drop money on a new phone, you're going to get a cool update today because the new operating system is dropping today. The new iPhone software, the new iOS 13. Well, it depends on your settings, but here are the new things when you update to the new operating system on your phone. You'll get dark mode. You know when you're on your phone at night?
Yeah.
It's bad for your eyes, so they're adding dark mode.
I like it.
So that's cool. Mm-hmm. You can share your music easier. You know how you see people like with their headphones, one has one earpiece and one has the other because
they're
listening
to
the
same
song?
Yeah, I get it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
or
cool.
Just you take one, take left, I'll take right.
Right.
If you have AirPods, you can share songs with people that you're with.
Oh, that's fun.
So
that's
kind of cool.
Romantic.
That's fun on a plane.
They're updating. You get like a swipe-friendly keyboard, which a lot of other devices did a long time ago, so that's way to go, Apple. Updated Apple apps, like the notes. There's actually, you can tag other people in your to-do lists. So there's a whole new thing for wives to remind their husbands of what they need to do.
In my case, husbands remind me because I'm not. Really
and then more powerful photo app. It'll act. You know all those screenshots you take.
Mm-hmm.
It'll automatically like delete the screenshots that you take.
And
blurry pictures
like that.
And more updated memojis if you're into those because they're kind of fun. So there you go.
There
so
you
look
go.
For that on your in your updates
it'll
today.
Show up.
It'll
as
show
an
up
update.
At some point.
Good. Well, that's all good stuff. And finally. This comes from the University of South China. They've studied these songs with the beats of 120 per minute and found they're very dangerous for driving.
Really?
It'll make you drive faster and more recklessly if you get over that. So let's hear the montage.
Top five.
LBF. Top five.
Here we go.
Starting from number one. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Green Day. American Idiot.
Yeah, I take, like, corners on rails like this.
You're going to drive like an idiot. An American idiot. Okay, the number two song.
Now, the problem with this song is it's not that it's good, but you cannot help
and
dancing to it.
And you might swerve
and
a little.
And you swerve around. And, yeah.
Number three, The Killers. Very dangerous.
Yeah, it's aggressive.
You're moving.
Yeah, it's aggressive.
Okay. I have all these on my iPod so far.
You're aggressive.
Right. Yeah. No.
Number four, The Chainsmokers.
Yeah, it's that beat.
Yeah.
And then you got to do it.
Yeah. Number five, a classic.
Yeah, because every New Jersey guy in a Camaro, Dave Falcone.
You're playing right now if you're in the car. I'm playing steering wheel drums. You know what I'm saying?
You are, okay.
Oh, you are. You're tapping. Yeah. Your hands off the wheel.
Yeah, then you're getting dangerous.
Yeah. So that's it. Those are the top five dangerous songs. Brian, you put something up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, give us your driving song because LBF and I have a favorite
from
the movie Baby Driver,
yeah,
that
from the
opening scene.
Great movie.
Like, I drive like a Nana and 10 and 2, and that song makes me just go like 40.
Whoa. Slow your roll,
wow.
Nana.
It's a good song.
Your blinker's on. Your blinker's on. Yeah, I know you. All right.
It's so sad.
Check it out on our Facebook page.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
You know, it is funny. It is 9/19/19. That's
wow.
Really cool. Right?
Yes.
For today.
Yes, if you're a numbers person.
Well, you know, that's a fun fact. You can enjoy 9/9/19.
It's like you're saying no in German.
9/9/19. Good point. And think of that. It's also National Pirates Day?
National Talk Like a Pirate Day?
Oh, wait.
Is that what it is?
Fight Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yar, it's international. Talk Like a Pirate Day.
When did it start there?
That would be back in 1995, Bob.
That's a little like an Irish pirate.
Yar. A lot of them were.
Can you call me captain?
They like to drink.
I'm the captain now.
Why is it a thing? I don't understand, but it is a thing. National Talk Like a Pirate.
People like pirates.
Day.
Yeah, these two guys in Oregon came up with it in 95 when they were playing racquetball.
Oh, my God, I love so. Everything about that sentence.
Yeah.
Racquetball.
And really, all you need to do is just instead of saying hello, you could just give a, you know, ahoy, matey. Oh,
like ahoy, matey.
Ahoy, me hearty.
Just don't say aho, W.K. Don't do that. Permission to board. No. In his later years, Blackbeard.
Yeah.
He used, he got rid of the gray. You know that. He used just for pirates.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, Dad.
Fun fact. Fun fact. No pirate has actually had their timbers shivered.
Really?
Have you ever had your timbers shivered?
No, but my favorite ride at Disney is Pirates of the Caribbean.
The best.
Oh, it's the best. And they updated it so it's not, they're not selling not women anymore. Yeah. But
it's only the best ride because when it's really hot, it's cool in there.
It's so great.
But they've Johnny Deppified it, though. It's all Johnny Depp.
I know,
now.
And I don't like that.
The ladies seem to like it. My wife loves pirates, loves Johnny for that.
Really?
That's the only role she likes him in.
Yeah, when you have a hit pirate movie franchise, why wouldn't you put that in? It's the Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'm a pirate purist. I like the old 67 Pirates.
The 67 Pirates.
Who was the shortstop? Yeah.
That's when it was opened at Disney.
Oh, okay. Got it. Captain Fear's biggest dad joke alert.
Oh God, I know. Really?
Joke alert. Captain Hook's biggest fear? Going to sleep forgetting he had jock itch.
Oh, my God. Wow. This is terrible.
Dad joke alert.
I mean, stop.
Stop me if you've heard enough.
Yes, we've heard enough.
Okay. Okay.
Yar.
Yeah, you've heard enough. Yes, 647. Dirty Laundry brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's LBF.
Okay. Saved by the Bell reboot. David Lee Roth is a nut job. Megan Fox has, it's not easy being perfect, but first, if you love Friends and you want to dress like somebody in the 90s, and who doesn't?
Could I be wearing any more clothes?
Ralph Lauren has dropped an entire collection in honor of the TV show Friends to celebrate its 25th anniversary. It's got a 90s vibe. It features, God help us all, pleated miniskirts, statement suits, animal print pieces, and suede boots. Suede boots seem like a good idea, but then you go outside and it rains.
Okay.
It's not great.
Were we still wearing big lapels?
No. No, that was
skinny lapels?
No.
I'm just wondering.
There were no lapels.
There were collarless shirts and horrible sweaters.
Collarless shirts.
Yes, there's one sweater in this collection. It's a man's sweater. It has a teddy bear on the front of it.
That's horrible.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you're wearing it ironically or not, but
you better be.
Yeah, exactly.
You better be.
Anyway, the collection is available to shop now at Bloomingdale's. I'm just telling you, the pleated skirt and the pleated pants situation will kill your self-esteem.
Pleated
it's
pants.
It's awful.
For guys, too, yeah.
And guys, girls and guys, pleats are not your friends. No.
Because they make your hips look bigger?
No, they just don't do anything
for
anybody.
They're unnecessary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, thank you.
Dropping it right now.
Megan Fox said she had a genuine psychological breakdown around 2009 because she was constantly being sexualized in her work. Here's what she had to say about it.
I had, I think, a genuine psychological breakdown probably where I wanted just nothing to do. I didn't want to be seen. I didn't want to have to take a photo. I didn't want to have to do a magazine. I didn't want to have to walk a carpet. I didn't want to have to be seen in public at all because the fear and the belief, the absolute certainty that I believed that I was going to be mocked or spat at or someone would yell at me or people would stone me or savage me for just being out. Jeez. And so I just went through a very dark moment after that.
Okay.
So she was being torn about by the trolls and people.
Didn't they go after her thumbs?
They did go after her thumbs.
I remember that.
They scrutinized every part of her.
That was like there was some weird thing with her thumbs. I remember that.
Yeah,
they're stumpy thumbs.
my God. That's what people had to do. They had to go after Megan Fox for her thumbs.
Yeah,
I think there was one picture. There was a picture where it looked funny.
Bad thumb. Yeah.
It looked funny, and then people were like...
You know what? If that's the worst you could say about me.
I know, exactly.
Stumpy thumbs.
So, and she's still with Brian Austin Green, isn't she? They're like off and on all
I know,
the time.
I know. We talked to Jenny and Tori. I was like, why didn't you, you know, why wasn't Megan Fox in it? I guess
not.
She's kind of staying out of the limelight.
I know. Speaking of that, we talked to Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling from BH90210 in the 745 Dirty Laundry Report. All right. David Lee Roth. He took credit for basically everything in Van Halen. Mm. He's out of his mind. He said... He wrote the songs, he wrote every word you heard, every syllable, every melody, structured out the guitar solos on the first album, and then he said he designed the backgrounds on the stage, I came up with the covers, I thought of all the stripes on the guitar, I'm the one who said, call it Van Halen. Actually, our lovely Julie Devereaux talked to David Lee Roth, and her interview is up on WROR right now.
So this is it's something he just said. He took credit for the whole concept of the band.
Yeah.
Even the guitar licks from Eddie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
see why, Hager joined.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I'm going to say something terrible. Yeah.
You're Van Hager?
I am.
Really? See, I'm not.
I am.
As much as a jerk as he is, he's a showman. But you were saying earlier that David Lee Roth was just too much for you.
He scared me. I was like, I was probably like 12 years old. And then that's when you start liking, rock stars and stuff. And he was so, I liked Michael Jackson like everybody did because he looked like, nice and sweet, which he wasn't. But David Lee Roth was like, too much all over the place. I was like, that's
You
scary
only like
man.
Sammy Hagar because he started his own tequila before everybody else did.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But I know, but I, and,
Cabo,
I,
it's,
and I, yeah. I feel bad saying it because people really judge me on, because I like Van Hagar.
There's some. I'm more Van Halen.
I respect that.
Well, but you know he's a jerk, but he's our jerk.
Yeah,
okay?
exactly.
I'm surprised you didn't do this story.
What story?
That I'm holding in my hands here. There's a new Halloween costume this year. It's sexy Mr. Rogers.
Because I can't say sexy Mr. Rogers without wanting to vomit.
All right, then I'll do it for you.
Thanks.
It costs $60. Comes with a tight red V-neck sweater, a detached collar and tie, and high-waisted gray shorts. And it can be used for the ladies.
Have
you seen it?
They have every
sexy
year.
Mr. Rogers.
Every year the Halloween costume game has to up their game.
That's the new one.
So that's what they did. Congratulations. You're disgusting.
Maybe you haven't seen it yet.
No. You like it? Oh, won't you be my neighbor?
Oh, God. I'm just going to take my shoes off.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. 6:56. It's Bob Bronson with LBF. And Brian, we just mentioned the sexy Mr. Rogers costume.
Oh, God.
Hey, we're just telling you. I'm not advocating it. It's a little twisted anyway, but it's going to be available at a Halloween store near you. Somebody's calling. Hey, ROR, good morning.
Hi, it's Jermaine from Cambridge.
Hello, Jermaine.
Mr. Rogers was a good morning. Mr. Rogers, he was a scary man. I used to watch him, but he was scary.
Why?
Well, because he used to put toys and go on to make-believe land.
Yeah.
Where King Friday, the male chauvinist pig, ran make-believe land. Lady Elaine, the drunken housewife. You never saw her drive a car, did you? Mm-mm. Big rosy cheeks and a big nose. Jeez. Now, if you think that's not strange enough, minus feeding the fish all the time, please give me a break.
Wow.
Do you know what is the name of his special delivery guy's name?
No.
Yeah. Mr. McFeely. Read a little too much into it, maybe, but I'm telling you, he was a strange character.
Well, that costume is the sexy Mr. Rogers. Maybe not off the point there, Jermaine.
I'm going to be a pirate.
Oh, yeah?
For Halloween. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Toodles.
Not toodles.
A deep dive with Jermaine into Mr. Rogers. The mad world of Mr. Rogers.
Thanks for calling.
Toodles. Boy, what if Tom Hanks knew all this when he played Mr. Rogers? That's hot. Said no one ever.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, it's 7:13 and sunny and 66 today. Just gorgeous. 52 tonight. Cold start, 49 in Boston. Feels good, right? You feel alive, don't you, LBF?
I feel alive. I feel a little chilly, but I feel alive.
Wearing your vest, little pumpkin spice over there. Life's good. Okay, Celine Dion, you mentioned her earlier. Where was she on the Today Show?
Yeah, she was on the Today Show.
Her husband's been gone for like 3 years.
Yeah, and this is what she had to say about sort of not being ready to date.
Okay.
I don't date. I'm not ready to date. I'm very lucky and happy to have so many people in my surrounding to make me, they make me laugh. But I miss to be touched. Mm. I miss to be hugged. Mm. I missed to be told, you're beautiful. Oh. I miss what a boyfriend and I miss what a husband would do.
How about that? So he's been gone 3 years.
Yeah.
And you and I talked about this. I think she should go for it. 3 years, he's gone. She's very young, relatively, to him. She needs to get back in the scene.
No way.
Why not?
No way. Just no.
3 years isn't an appropriate
morning. I mean, I get it. She
missed
to be touched and missed to be hugged. I get that. But, taking on another guy, no. Uh-uh. Learning his stuff and his stories and his quirks and his bleh.
So you're saying that if you were in Celine's, you would just say, forget it. Nope, that's it. No more dating. Certainly not married.
Yeah, I mean, I really.
You would just be alone.
I'm happy for anybody who wants to do that. And I think that if you find love after, you know, somebody dies or you're divorced, I think that's fantastic. You know, and it's brave and it's awesome. However, that's not for me.
Well, you don't miss being hugged. You hate being hugged.
She hates being
My friend
hugged.
Melissa said, she asked me if anything ever happened to Dave, when would I get remarried? And I said, I don't think I would get remarried. She's like, what? Who are you going to go to Aruba with? And I'm like, I didn't realize I was supposed to go to Aruba with a new man.
You would.
My
wife, Carolyn, is in that kind of camp. She said, she couldn't retrain. I think for women, you think you need to train us, so maybe you don't want to go through
the puppy training.
It's
not that we need to train you.
Again.
We have to take care of you because you're completely, just
helpless.
Dumb.
Helpless. Dumb.
No, you guys aren't.
No, I think that's about right.
No, I think that there's an old saying that men, women grieve, men replace.
Ooh.
But with Celine.
What's the appropriate amount of time?
Well, I think you got to wait a year.
At least a year.
Just a year. It's like, you know.
A year and a day.
A year and a day.
I've been told I would be haunted if it's any time
I've said that to
5 years.
But with Celine Dion, and I want to mention this too. Yeah. Even though their relationship, their Renee and her, his relationship, their marriage started off as a sort of a level 3 situation because they met. He met her when she was 12.
How much older? What? She was
12 when she sent a demo tape to him. He was married. He was married at the time.
Uh-huh.
And then they
you
started
had to make it weird.
But then he was
and
her
how
manager.
Old was
he was her manager.
Yeah.
And then they started dating when she was 19.
Oh,
and he
really?
Was 44.
Okay.
And that was in 1983.
26 years older.
And then they married in 1999.
Okay. So she needs to date.
No, 4. 94.
She needs to date. She's young. All right, Janae, what's your take on that?
Well, I lost my husband 6 years ago, and women do feel differently than men because men, you're right, they replace where women we need to mourn.
Right.
But I did start dating 3 years after my husband passed.
Mm-hmm.
But I dated an old friend of ours who also lost his spouse about a year and a half before I lost my spouse. So you really need to date somebody who gets it.
Right, exactly.
That's
because
perfect.
We both love our spouses and we're both comfortable talking about our spouses and we're always going to love our spouses and somebody that lost a spouse will only get that.
Wow.
I'm so happy for you.
That's nice. You guys still together?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. That's great.
I mean, sad and then happy.
Yeah, I'm happy that you found some love after.
So you think Celine should date? I do, too. Get back in the game. How old is Celine? She's only maybe 50?
In her mid-40s, maybe.
She's not even 50?
I don't know.
Yeah, she needs to jump back in. Hey, thank you, Janae. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, you too.
Hi, Robin. You rocking today, Robin?
Hi, yeah, it's Robin with the stuffed animal story.
Oh, my God. I love you, Robin.
That's rockin' Robin. All right, Robin. What's your take?
This is what I'm finding. I'm finding that I'm 3 years divorced, and, I'm on these dating websites. And, I took the time to end and to grieve and to move on, and now I'm ready. But most of the men that are on the dating websites are only separated. Like, they haven't... Some
dogs.
Of them are only separated for 3 months. And, they
and they're ready to jump back in.
Yeah, they're not... It's like they just can't be alone. Like,
yes.
That's why they're separated.
Finish what you already have going and then start something new.
Mm. Yeah, no, that... Come on. That's logical. And then you can't apply that to men.
Yeah, but...
So,
all right, so the difference is... you're divorced, right?
Yeah.
So
there
was a death for Celine. So it seems like with death, there's more of a mourning period.
For both, it's
still mourning the end of a relationship.
Yeah, exactly. It's just harder for Robin because he's still around.
Yeah.
It is harder because you have to watch them move on and
yeah.
Happy with somebody else. And,
I mean, not harder.
You know, you have to raise children together and, you know, you have to always have a brave face on even though the pain is still there.
Right.
So,
it's difficult.
Yeah.
It's all very difficult. Endings are sad. But good luck out there.
Yeah.
It's a jungle.
Well, but if you remember, Robin won one of our first date disasters.
Yes.
Last week.
See, so that made it worth it.
I know, right? Exactly.
Hey, she won dinner.
We're profiting from this.
Where's your dinner? Where'd you win? Was it which restaurant?
Oh, good. Yeah. Love French Bistro.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Tomorrow we have $100 to Savino's Grill. So
how
that's
about
what we've got for dating disasters tomorrow.
There you
go.
Savino's
Grill. Where's that?
Oh,
I
we finally
hit
restaurant.
I think
thank
maybe
you, Robin.
I'm going to look it up.
That's the restaurant that LBF hasn't been to, is what it is. Okay.
That might be true.
Yeah. So, anyway,
Belmont.
I think Celine needs to
back
in.
I like how hopeful you are. It's
for
adorable.
Her?
Yes.
For her?
Yes.
Well, first of all, she's loaded. She doesn't need
$430 million.
She doesn't need anybody.
Yeah.
She doesn't want anybody, you know,
that's
messing
thing.
Around. That's hard.
That's the dangerous part. She's also rich and people could take advantage
that's
of
that's what she's scared of,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but she can get back in casually. She misses being hugged.
You're really
she
on the committee to get Celine hitched, huh?
I think I am. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Don't forget, your 80s artist of the day today for $1,000 is Genesis. So they're going to play 8 o'clock, 11, 1, 4, and 6. We'll give you a keyword to text in. And if you are that lucky texter, you win $1,000 automatically entered for the grand prize of $10,000. LBF, you were giddy yesterday when we had a chance to talk to a couple of stars from Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling. It's like my dreams came true.
The OGs.
The OG 90210.
So what's this? This is an outtake, Brian, that you took from the conversation?
Well, this is when we were interviewing them and... Mm. I kind of made it weird.
Yeah, you made it weird. Yeah. We'll have some more of this with Dirty Laundry, but this was just, I was editing it, and I'm like, wow, LBF really.
No, shall we play it?
Fangirl.
Oh, God.
Shall we play
it's embarrassing.
Here we go.
I'm in my car. How's that?
Oh, wow, good.
You in your car? Why are you in your car? My house is like, you know, it's in the hills. There's not very good cell reception up there, so I had to drive out. Oh, my God, at 5 in the morning, you have to drive out of the hills. Nice, it's nice.
This is
I'm watching the sunrise over Hollywood. It's beautiful.
Oh, wow. My God. It's like two best friends just talking, and we're just listening
I know.
In.
What are we doing?
Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling, they are going to be in Medford on November 24th. Oh, my God. They're kicking off this awesome tour called A Night to Remember, and they're going to be at the Chevalier Theater, and I'm so excited.
Lauren, are you coming to the show? Did you get your tickets?
I'm going to get my tickets, and I'm going to be there with my Brandon and Dylan dolls. I swear to God I have them.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm not really weird, but like this is kind of a weird thing.
I don't know. I feel like maybe you should leave them at home.
No, not at all. Now she's scared that you're coming.
Yep. So we'll have you up on stage with your Brandon and Dylan dolls.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I also have to tell you this, and I'm going to admit it, that Brandon and Dylan were on the cover of People magazine, and Shannon Doherty was in the middle, and I cut her face out and put a picture of me on it. And no joke, I unearthed it. When the BH 90210 came out, and I put it in my family room.
Oh, no. Dave's...
See how weird? They're like...
What? I know. Wait a minute.
But Jenny Garth said my name, and I feel like I can die now.
Yeah. Lauren. She called you Lauren, right?
Yeah, she did. We're friends.
So how big are these dolls?
They're like Barbie doll size.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
like they were like a collector's
totally...
item, and I saved them because I have problems. And also, that picture. I wish I took a picture of it. Maybe I'll have Dave take a picture of it and text it to us.
Yeah, please
because
do,
it's
Dave.
It's so embarrassing, but it's in my family.
Your
room.
Little face. Yeah. In,
my big
in
face, janitorial. Let's be honest.
Heading to the big face, girl. Somehow all that stuff made it through your Marie Kondoing of your
house. I know.
House.
Well, you know.
I can't believe it.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Yes, and it's brought to you by Cumberland Farms, LBF.
Okay, you know what? Yesterday was the best day ever because we got to talk to Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling from Beverly Hills 90210. They are going on tour. It's like a BFF tour, and they're going to be in Medford at the Chevalier Theater November 24th.
Are you going? Seriously?
I want
to
go.
They did kind of invite you to go.
They did invite me to go.
Who are you taking with?
Nobody. I don't want to share those girls with anybody. I'm kidding. No, I take my sister.
Well, I hope. Jeez.
My sister and, you know, yeah.
All right. Enjoy.
I mean, make a girls' night out of it. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
We were talking to them yesterday and we asked them, you know, how they came up with this reboot for Beverly Hills 90210. And we asked them how they came up with the idea.
Because everybody had been wanting a reboot, you know, over the years here and there, mention of it and trying to get everybody together. But it never seemed to pan out. So we sat down and really seriously considered the concept of coming back together and what that would look like and how we would want to do it. And so that's where the idea for this version of the of BH90210 came.
It's been a hit, right?
That's
ratings
huge.
Wise, yeah.
Doing really well, yeah. I think it took a moment for people to really understand the concept and that it wasn't, you know, just the return of the characters 20 years later. That it was a blend of both worlds, but the people that, you know, caught on, loved it. So.
Exactly. I have a question, and it's about, you know, David and Donna, the characters. A lot of people talk about your chemistry. It's still so good after all these years. What's the secret?
Brian and I always had great chemistry, and we played those characters for 10 years. Mm-hmm. You know, we all saw each other more than we saw our real families or real, you know, love interests. So there's no wonder we all have chemistry, I think, but Brian and I actually didn't see each other. He was the only person out of the cast I hadn't seen in 20 years when
really?
We started the show. So what we wrote in the show about not seeing each other was true.
What about season 2 for you guys? Is it in the works?
We're figuring that out. Yeah, we're not sure yet, but we will let you know.
Okay, good.
So you're going to be there. Enjoy it.
Yeah, that's November 24th, Medford, the Chevalier Theater. And you can get the whole interview. We talk about a lot of things, including me making it weird because I have Beverly Hills 90210 dolls.
So
it's on WROR.com and also if you listen to our podcast today.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, now you know how we feel when we talk to Zoe, right?
I mean, yes, I get it.
I mean, that's how it is.
That's okay.
I don't have a Zoe doll, but, you know, they probably didn't make one.
I wouldn't mind one.
Oh, God. You had to make it weird.
Slow down over there.
With you in weird, creepy dark.
All right. So, yeah, we are talking to Zoe tomorrow at 8:40. It's Football Friday. That's always fun.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
We have Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling live. Hey, good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Hi.
I'm Bob. We have LBF. You can call her Lauren, right?
Yeah, you can call me either. Thanks.
Yeah, that's fine. Brian, it's fine. She's super excited, though.
I am really excited. I'm 47 years old, and I'm like, I'm 16 inside.
Hello.
Whose mansion are we calling from?
Neither.
Oh, don't burst my bubble. No, where are you ladies today?
I'm in my car. How's that?
Oh, wow. Good.
Nice. You in your car? Why are you in your car? My house is like, you know, it's in the hills. There's not very good cell reception up there. So I had to drive out. Oh my God, at 5 in the morning, you had to drive out of the home. Nice. It's nice.
I'm
watching the sunrise over Hollywood. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's like two best friends just talking, and we're just listening in.
What are we doing?
Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling, they are going to be in Medford on November 24th. Oh, my God. They're kicking off this awesome tour called A Night to Remember, and they're going to be at the Chevalier Theater, and I'm so excited. And I'm so excited because BH90210, the reboot, amazing. Everybody's talking about it. It's like the best high school reunion ever.
Aw, thank you. Lauren, are you coming to the show? Did you get your tickets?
I'm going to get my tickets, and I'm going to be there with my Brandon and Dylan dolls. I swear to God I have them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm not really weird, but like this is kind of a weird thing.
I don't know. I feel like maybe you should leave them at home.
No, not at all. Now she's scared that you're coming.
So we'll have you up on stage with your Brandon and Dylan dolls.
Okay. Yeah. I have no idea. I also have to tell you this, and I'm going to admit it, that Brandon and Dylan were on the cover of People magazine, and Shannon Doherty was in the middle, and I cut her face out and put a picture of me on it. And no joke, I unearthed it when the BH 90210 came out, and I put it in my family room.
No.
So anyway, I'm not weird.
I love it.
But you guys, this did you ever think, I mean, I know this was your idea. When did you come up with this idea? Was it one of those things where you wrapped the show in 2000 and you're like, we need to do this again? Or were you sitting around drinking and being like, we should do this?
Neither. Yeah, we immediately upon wrapping, we said, let's do this again. No, that's not how it happened. Immediately upon wrapping, we said, let's never do this again. No, Tori and I have been, this was 2 years or a little bit over 2 years ago that we came up with this concept to, because everybody had been wanting a reboot, you know, over the years, here and there, mm-hmm. mention of it and trying to get everybody together, but it never seemed to pan out. So we sat down and really seriously considered the concept of coming back together and what that would look like and how we would want to do it. And so that's where the idea for this version of the BH90210 came.
It's been a hit, right, ratings-wise? Yeah.
Doing really well, yeah. I think it took a moment for people to really understand the concept mm-hmm. and that it wasn't, you know, just the return of the characters 20 years later, that it was a blend of both worlds. But the people that, you know, caught on loved it. So
exactly.
We're hoping to do a season two.
I have a question, and it's about, you know, David and Donna, the characters. A lot of people talk about your chemistry. It's still so good after all these years. What's the secret?
Brian and I always had great chemistry, and we played those characters for 10 years. Mm-hmm. You know, we all saw each other more than we saw our real families or real, you know, love interests. So there's no wonder we all have chemistry, I think. But Brian and I actually didn't see each other. He was the only person out of the cast I hadn't seen in 20 years when
really?
We started the show. So what we wrote in the show about not seeing each other was true.
All right, so we're talking with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling. They've got this awesome show coming to town. When's the show again?
It is November 24th at the Chevalier Theater in Medford. Two best friends talking about their lives.
Yeah, so what do people expect or what can they expect with the show?
Lots of fun.
Okay.
It's going to be interactive. So
yeah.
It's like Jen says, it's like a live talk show. Where there's going to be games and
laughs,
a little bit of everything.
Laugh.
Lots of laughs.
There's going to be alcohol.
Okay.
Oh, good. Well, I'm in.
All right.
Excellent. Oh, my goodness. So I have a question for you. If, you know, so this reboot and everyone's really enjoying it, do you have a favorite show growing up that you would love to see rebooted?
I think reboots are tough. Because they can never live up to what they were because you held them on such a high regard. Like, that's why we wanted to do something different so you get a little bit of, like, the original, but with some new stuff. So if it was done in a different way, I would like to see other reboots, but I don't know if I want to see any other, like, I don't want to see people just playing older versions of themselves, and that's it.
Yeah, I don't want to see the old, like, old people.
What about season two for you guys? Is it in the works?
We're figuring that out. We're not sure yet, but we will let you know.
Okay, good.
Tori, I love the fact that Ivan Sergei plays your husband because the Mother May I Sleep with Danger crossover is spectacular. And you should bring him to town when you come here because he's Tom Brady's doppelganger.
Really?
Thought of that.
Oh, he really is. It's kind of crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
And I want to thank you for your work in that movie because I love it so much. Oh, boy.
Where do people get tickets to the Jenny and Tori live show?
JennyTorilive.com. Yep.
Just that easy.
Yep. November 24th, the Chevalier Theater in Medford, Mass. It's like going to make all your 90210 dreams come true.
I get the feeling there's going to be a lot of winging it. There's no script. It's just
it's
a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's like two friends talking about their lives with a bunch of adoring fans.
And Rosé.
And dolls. There'll be dolls. LBF will be there. Sorry.
We're going to play with dolls.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll bring the dolls. This is great. Right.
There'll be a restraining order by the time they get to town, I have a feeling.
All right, ladies. Thank you so much for checking in. If it's half as good as this, it's going to be great. Okay?
Okay. We look forward to seeing you.
Right, thanks,
ladies.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
And let's say good morning to Bill Harlow from Randolph, Mass. Morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So you're a security officer in Wellesley somewhere. Nice Tony tone. What are you protecting? Yes.
I'm protecting an office building right now.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
Have it staked out. I like it.
I love Wellesley.
Nothing gets by Bill.
They have a great cheese shop.
Oh, okay. Let's hear about that.
It's just Wellesley cheese shop. It's so delicious. At least I think they still do. I haven't been there in a while, but yeah.
Well, Bill probably has. Maybe, okay. You know, if Bill wins $1,000, he'll spend it all right there.
Yeah, go to the cheese shop.
That's a lot of cheese. It's a lot of cheese. All right, Bill, you ready to play Super Smart in 60 Seconds?
Yes, I am.
You know how it works. You get all 10 questions correcto, you get $1,000. If you're stumbling, just say pass, and we'll get back to it if we have time. Right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Here we go.
What natural disaster is measured on the Richter scale?
Earthquake.
What is the capital of Indiana?
Pass.
Who sings Copacabana?
Barry Manilow.
Garnet is the birthstone of what month?
Pass.
What does a white dove symbolize?
Peace.
Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling starred in this 90s show.
91020.
What was Wilson in the movie Castaway?
He was a volleyball.
What is the name of Bob Seger's band?
The Silver Bullet Band.
In what organ of the human body would you find the cornea?
The eye.
In what sports lingo uses the term pickle?
Pass.
What is the capital of Indiana?
Indianapolis.
Garnet is the birthstone of what month?
June.
What sports lingo uses the term pickle?
A baseball.
Oh, wow. Just ran. Oh, wow. My God.
Bill.
You got 9. You got one wrong.
You're giving them that one, huh?
Which
902?
One?
902? Yeah, you got to give
Beverly
him.
Hills?
Yeah.
I'm giving him that.
The numbers were not in the right order.
That's
right,
fine.
Numbers,
he knows what he's talking about.
Right,
yes,
numbers.
I'm giving it to you.
Yeah, right.
But I can't give you the birthstone. The garnet is the birthstone of June because it's the birthstone of January. So close.
You know what, Bill?
Yeah, think it's my birthday.
Oh, no.
No one ever got you a garnet ring.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Bill, this was so great,
Nine
though.
9 out of 10. You're the
You're
best
of
the week.
Best, I think, for in a long time.
Long time.
So you got bragging rights.
You do, Bill.
My wife would call me Rain Man.
Oh. She calls you Rain Man?
Because he knows all the facts, huh?
Or really just because you love watching Wapner.
Yeah.
That too.
You did a great job,
You
though,
really
Bill.
Did.
Wow. What's your wife's name?
Stacy, and I'd like to wish her a very happy 4-year anniversary today.
Oh, happy anniversary.
4 years.
4 years. Oh, you're in the honeymoon phase.
Do you guys have little ones?
We have a little Will.
Okay, a little Will.
Oh, nice.
Little Willie.
Well, no, all right, Brian.
All right.
We have 4 pack of tickets for you guys to go see SpongeBob the Musical.
Oh, terrific.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's playing at the Box Center Wang Theater October 15th through the 27th. You know, the SpongeBob musical brings to life the beloved Nickelodeon series with humor and heart. For more info and to get your tickets, visit box-center.org. So how about that? Bill, great job. 9 out of 10. You're the best we've had in quite a while.
It's a great show, too. You'd
and he worked
it.
Alone. He didn't do the team effort. Right,
nope.
Bill? There's nobody helping you.
Nobody helping me. I'm all by myself in my office.
Wow,
you did a great job.
All right. Thanks for playing.
Thanks
for listening, Bill. 9 out of 10 ain't bad
at all.
Bummed
about that.
I know it. I had the bell ready to play.
I know.
That garnet was tough. And the irony is, it's his birth month.
I know.
That's...
Somebody get that man a garnet ring.
Yeah. Come on. Stacy, if you're still listening.
Just remind him every day that he lost $1,000.
You know what? Maybe for their 5th anniversary,
yeah, exactly.
Stacy will get you a nice one. Bill, there we go. All right, if you want to play Super Smart in 60 Seconds, it's easy. Go to WROR.com. Sign up to win.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 66 today. Sunny, beautiful. Well, it's end of summer. When does summer end?
Next week, like the 23rd?
Sunday or Monday? Man,
that one's
going to go out,
huh?
Though. It's going to be hot this weekend, 89 Sunday.
I know. I like this last gasp. So you can do all the things that you may have missed this summer.
That's it. Do it. Well, it's International Pirates Day. which this became a thing, what, about 20 years ago? A couple of guys thought it'd be a good idea to celebrate pirates.
By talking like a pirate?
International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
That's exactly right. Why are we doing this?
Well, these guys out in Oregon came up with the idea in 1995 while they were having a racquetball game.
Okay.
Thought it'd be a great idea.
Maybe they were talking like pirates while they were
racquetballing.
Could be while racquetballing.
And this sounds
it is
crazy,
fun.
But it is fun.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for them.
Yeah. That's Disney ride. Ryan contends it's because it's nice and cool down there.
Yeah, it's an awful ride.
No, it's a great ride.
I like the Disney ride.
Yeah. It's cool.
It's very
cool. It's a nice break. It's a nice break from the sun.
You see some scallywags.
That's great. So if you want to just be the
pirate.
Yeah, be the fun guy at the office today.
The Pirates of the Caribbean movies back to back to back to back. That's
fun. I think there's 12 of them.
They got bad after two, I contend. I think after the second, it just was
bad.
You had to be a Johnny Depp
fanatic.
Once
they started throwing Keith Richards into him,
then you knew it was over.
He'd make a good pirate, huh?
Just do it again.
Yeah, he didn't need makeup.
Well, Johnny channeled. Didn't he just channel him, basically?
Yar.
Yeah.
All right, so talk like a pirate all day.
Yeah, do that, Brian.
Yeah, by your coworkers and friends.
Yeah, but where are your Buccaneers?
They're under me bucking hat.
Okay. That joke was not set up.
Not at all.
Funny.
No, that joke was not a set up.
That's a good one.
Good job, Brian.
Now that's a good dad joke, Bob.
Don't you know it?
Wow. A shot across the bow.
Okay.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right, LBF, tell me if you think this couple has a chance of making it or not.
Okay.
So they are engaged, okay?
Okay.
Their names are Dave and Stacy, Dave Williams, and they're from Wales, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Across the pond.
Yep.
He got tired of his fiance Stacy eating his chocolate, so he bought a see-through safe and used it to lock up his chocolate and other desserts inside the fridge. Now, Stacy's posted a picture of the fridge safe. It's going viral. He was tired of her stealing all of his chocolate and goodies, and he locks it up now.
I feel like they've fast-forwarded their relationship to, like, 10, 15 years married.
Right, right.
Because, like, I have to write on my food, don't touch.
Do you really?
Oh, well, yeah.
You do that? You claim food at home?
Otherwise, it's like I'm robbed every day.
Really?
I walk in the kitchen, I'm like, where'd everything go?
So, if I looked in your fridge, I'd see the initials LBF.
No, it would usually be like, don't touch
don't
this.
Don't touch your...
I'm the only other adult
in
this house.
With a skull?
Yeah. You have to lay claim, because sometimes... Mm. And I understand where this guy's coming from.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're at work or wherever, and you're like, and then you remember, you're like, oh my God, I have half an Italian sub at home in the fridge. And then you start thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like this long lost love.
More than ever.
And
yeah.
then you walk in the house and you open the fridge and it's gone. And then you text your husband, you're like, did you eat the Italian sub? And then he says, sorry. Oh, it's the worst.
See, I married a woman who's never hungry. So I am the luckiest guy.
Fortunately, Dave and I are both incredibly hungry all the time.
My wife's never hungry.
It's like a wrestling
like,
match at the fridge.
This thing is great. $40 on Amazon. I might have to get one.
Yeah, look. Yeah, you can actually go to Amazon and buy the see-through fridge for $40.
I think they'll make it.
You think they're going to make it?
Yeah, you know, boundaries, territories.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Okay. You know what? But you have to have two safes. Okay,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's
not
all good.
One, but two. Well, look, congratulations, Stacy.
Stacy and Dave.
We think you're going to make it, after all.
Hoarding food for 10 more years.
Or be like me, marry a wife who doesn't eat. Okay, what'd you have for lunch, honey? I think I had a Triscuit.
Maybe some hummus on
the Triscuit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm like a wild animal. You see, like, you know. Like, oh, is that like, I don't know, Italian sub hanging off your face? Yes. Don't judge me. I'll take that Triscuit, too.
and
give me the rest of that box. You're only going to need one.
All right. The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.